Good morning, it's the JKL Podcast. Welcome back, and this is another installment of the newly started Thus Spoke the Basic Bro series. why not? These are just short blurbs of thoughts I'm having. We all have these thoughts, right, that pop up in our head that new thoughts or maybe old thoughts that we need to remind ourselves of, maybe just thoughts we've already known about but that make more sense all of a sudden at the moment, whether we're going through a global pandemic or not. Just doing these short blurbs, and it's kind of like a like all of these things, these nuggets that I have. They're kind of like personal journal things, but the difference is I don't mind publishing these things. Some people do. It's just personal preference, but I figure why not just add another project to the list of things to keep ourselves busy during this interesting time. Yeah, I was just thinking before I press record on this for this podcast. We definitely know what is scary about this pandemic, and that list seems to be growing every day. Unfortunately, it's a bit unnerving. But also, I see, not just me, I think it's pretty common knowledge to know going forward that this is going to change the significance of our human interactions. I could be wrong, but I feel like, at least in the U.S., or maybe at least in my own social circles, we're starting to put the phone down a little bit. Not completely, but just a little bit. The news has really just piqued our interest, kept us interested, and I think it's really starting to overkill. And I think people from any side of the spectrum, all sides of the spectrum, up, down, left, right, whatever, I think we're getting tired of it. So we're kind of putting the phone down, and I feel like there's going to be an exhale of anxiety, and I really think it's gonna do a lot for strengthening friendships, giving us more desire to check in with each other and see how we're doing, and appreciate the relationships we have. We're all less busy now, aren't we? I mean, we're busy with stuff that we're doing for to keep in this downtime, but we're all less occupied with work and other things. We've all kind of been brought to this common denominator of battling this COVID-19 virus. So of the many bad things that have happened to us and that will continue to mount up, for me, it's one thing to look forward to is, with my friends and in my own life, to just to really reconnect, not with just other people, but also reconnect with the ability to connect with people. I live alone in my apartment with my dog Thad here, and I told my neighbor the other day, and kind of stupidly joking, I've been in social isolation for a very long time, just by nature of my life, and also when I exercise, when I throw discus, nobody's around me then too, so. It's just kind of just, a weird continuation of what's been going on. But, yeah, I'm already feeling that yearning to reconnect with people, to see people again face to face at some point. It won't be anytime soon, but I'm looking forward to reconnecting with that. The genuine joy of hanging out. Now, for a lot of you, that's never been an issue. For me, I guess I can feel a little mentally occupied when I'm hanging out or with people. I'm not always in the moment, unfortunately. So I think this is going to help me, and I'm looking forward to rediscovering that part of myself and hopefully strengthening it. Outside of throwing, when I go throw, nobody's around, so I'm good there. That's good social isolation, good social distances. Then I have to lift. How do I lift? Well, luckily my gym issued to me kettlebells to get workouts in. It's not going to mimic what I do in the gym, but it's making lemonade out of lemons. And that's the best we can do right now. And my apartment's really tiny. That's a choice that I've made. It's tinier than tiny. Think about tiny and just tinier than that. So, you know, put a dog in there and things are very cramped and, you know, not very spacious. But I've been finding areas around town where I can go do a kettlebell workout and nobody's around me. So as I'm driving around, I'm looking for parking lots. I'm looking for little corners of shopping centers. I'm looking for open fields. And I can already hear the cry of hashtag stay home. And it's very understandable. It's very understandable. But I was thinking about this. And this is why I'm okay with it. Most of the places in the U.S., I don't think it's the case for New York City right now. God be with them. That's just a different story. That's crazy over there. And all of our thoughts, I'm sure, are with them in New York City. But in Texas, you're allowed to take a walk or go jog or go exercise. So as long as you keep social distance. Okay. So if I go out and do kettlebells, or if you go out and do a bodyweight exercise somewhere or something like that, maybe go find a nice place to go do some yoga outside. This is stationary exercise, isn't it? I do have to take walks because I walk my dog. But on the nice days around here, especially on a weekend when people aren't working as much in their homes, it seems like the whole neighborhood is out walking. And my neighborhood, it's pretty condensed with homes. And a lot of people walk, and you're walking towards and away from people and by people all the time. Of course, there is social distancing being observed, but going and finding a very remote area outside and being stationary is way safer than taking a walk or walking your dog or jogging. I mean, jogging by other people, imagine that. Just respirating big gulps of air in and out around other people who are doing the same thing. I mean, I get that you need to do it, but that might be one thing to consider. If you want to get out to exercise, or you're getting tired of your living room or whatever, go do it in a parking lot where there's nobody around. Go, you know, Walmart, those huge parking lots. Luckily, next to me where I live near the Shepherd and 59 intersection. There's an old shopping center that for the past 4 or 5 years has been completely empty. And I'm wondering, like, what the hell? Nobody's tearing it down or nothing's happening to it. What's going on? And that's really rare for Houston, inner city Houston, because the land value is so it's so valuable. But it's been kind of my venue for working out because nobody's around, like, even ever. So I think if you want to get out and you want to work out and you're tired of your garage or your backyard or whatever, just go tactfully find a place where you know there's not a lot of foot traffic. If you go out at night, you've got parking lots galore of businesses that are closed and nobody will be around you, and nor will you be around anybody. So that's just a random thought I had for myself. And I'm about to actually go leave and go throw. And I'm going to blurb out a little thing I was thinking yesterday when I was throwing. Throwing goes in waves. You'll find several days or several weeks where you just keep improving. But the human body is, for some reason, we can't really explain. It doesn't keep on going. It doesn't keep on improving. We have these little dips. Maybe it's neurological issues. Maybe it's lack of sleep, stress, or whatever. Our body just doesn't have that constant elevation, right? So these past week solid, I've been experiencing a little bit of a dip in throwing, probably because I've just been throwing so damn much and I'm kind of tired, and my body kind of has to adapt to that. But like I alluded on my last podcast, I kind of like these moments where my performance is quote unquote down, because it really wakes my brain up. It gets me to think in different perspectives, a more clear perspective. It gets me to become more patient. And I usually come out of it very productively. But again, the human body is varied. Human beings are varied. We tend to differ day to day. Things will not always feel the same. And I caught myself the past few days thinking, man, things just feel different. What the hell's going on? And I'm sitting there desperately trying to figure out how to correct things. And I realized, wait, I'm not going to be able to really deliberately correct things as much as I need to just refocus on what I need to be doing. So it's the old saying, just replace the bad habits with good habits. You can't fixate on the bad habits, right? And I've seen this a lot in throws coaching and definitely a lot in my own playing, trombone-wise. We can fixate on the bad habits and become paralyzed by them as opposed to just replacing them with good habits. And that's probably a common saying, but that saying was made aware to me by the great, by listening to the great lectures of the great Arnold Jacobs, tubist in the Chicago Symphony. So yesterday I was like, how about, and I'm going to have to do this today. So this is glad, I'm glad that I'm recording this podcast just to kind of remind myself. How about we just refocus on the good habits, fixate back onto what we want, and let ourselves get back on the path and go, as opposed to just shaming ourselves. Oh man, my left arm wasn't quite like that. My feet don't feel as good. My right leg isn't doing that. No. That's just adding more baggage. Just got to paint the picture again, back to what you want for now. And that picture might change. But today, this morning, what is the picture we've developed? Who are we? What do we want to be? Paint it in the mind and go and practice. So I'm looking forward to going back to the basics today. I'm looking forward to finding comfort in the fact that the basics are almost everything, right? An analogy I was thinking about yesterday when I was throwing was, you can't make a great omelet unless you know how to successfully whisk a great egg. Apparently, when chefs are trying to enter a kitchen and high-end restaurants kind of, they want, a part of the interview process, they want to see somebody cook an omelet. And an omelet's a very simple ingredient dish, but it's the technique that seems to be revealing for a lot of people. And you might have shitty omelet technique and you throw on a bunch of garnish and a bunch of toppings and say, hey, there we go. But it's not going to be a great omelet until you master the basics. What kind of eggs are you choosing? What kind of butter are you choosing? How are you cracking the eggs? They're very particular about that. They're very particular about how you're whisking the eggs. They're very particular about the heat of the pan. They're very particular about the techniques of letting the egg cook. And that's all before you get to forming the omelet and presenting it. So you can't have, you know, it doesn't matter. You can't have a great omelet unless you know how to crack the eggs. And that's kind of going to be my mantra for probably about a few weeks. Maybe a week. But that's one thing I learned in my older age now is sometimes you have these basic little basic cues that you tell yourself that improve things 2%. And you might have to just stick with that for like a week or two, as opposed to having all this new stimuli happen all the time. You got to keep it simple. Anyways, that's the basic blurb for Tay from today. Thus spoke the basic bro. If you listen to this point, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. This is just a little personal exercise, similar to my 7-day, 7 nuggets series last summer. And I hope all of you are staying healthy. And if you're not, maybe you're affected by this illness, the COVID-19. I'm sure I share all sentiments with anybody who may be listening, or anybody who may be listening. We're all rooting for you to recover. All the best to you. All the best to our families. Let's continue doing the best that we can. And thanks a lot. Have a good day, everybody.